Be calm. Do your work quietly, live as the flowers live, opening your heart to the sunlight of God's love. Waste not. Learn to conserve energy and to control the emotional and mental expenditure and wastage continually taking place in everyday life. A master has learned the supreme lesson of the conservation of energy. A master will never waste energy, the vital force, the God life. If you copy the master, you will train yourself to remain calm and tranquil in spite of the storms of life. God never hurries. Spiritual power molds physical and material conditions, but spiritual power is never in a hurry. You want things to happen immediately, but God never hurries. There is all eternity in which to work and live and be joyful. Stilling the storm. It is easy to be stirred and emotionally upset by contact with inharmonious conditions, but as the Christ light within grows stronger, it teaches the neophyte to control passion and emotion, to keep it stilled and in its right place, so that emotion can be used for spiritual service but is not allowed to storm through the soul, upsetting and shattering it. Eternity is now. Learn that eternity is now, the future is now. There is no past or present or future as separate periods of time, all is within the soul's embrace now. It is your reaction to the now which is your future. Never look into the future and anticipate this, that, or the other, for to do so is to live in fear. Live today with God, and your future can hold nothing but joy. Let nothing disturb you. In your daily life you can, by an effort of the will of God within you, instantly attain, under any conditions, tranquility of mind. Whatever the conditions, you can still the storm, and know tranquility. You long to become aware of a life which is free, which is holy, happy, healthy and joyous, in which you can render service and see the land of light. We give you pointers. First, tranquility of spirit. Let nothing disturb you. When you allow things to disturb you, all the fine threads of color and light attached to your soul from the source of your life become tangled and jangled. In very truth you cross the wires. Then you wonder why things are so difficult. Don't cross the wires. Keep your line of contact clear. Be tranquil and serene. A master is never perturbed. Live in God, in God's time. Live tranquilly in God, in God's time. Every morning on waking and every night before you sleep, send out a thought to the Great Spirit, that is all. Just feel that God is in your heart and that you are the son, daughter of that living power, that whatever your need the Great Spirit knows it. You are divine. In the spheres of light, all souls are tranquil, with shining, God-like faces. Every piece of work is executed perfectly, and the effort of all is applied to further the happiness of the community. Always, in your inner selves and in your quiet moments, you can rise into this perfect life, and receive from those who dwell there the inspiration to live likewise on earth. Don't make the excuse that you are only human. With all the force of the truth that is in us, we say, we know, that you are divine. Your Christ Self. Every day on awaking and many times during the day, particularly when you are being overwhelmed and harassed by the affairs of the physical life, pause and remember that it is the little self, the human personality which is being tried, and then understand that above you in the invisible realms is that greater self, the Christ Self. Look into that form of glorious color, that radiant life, and you will feel infinite power flowing into your personality. You will be conscious, above your personality, of a self which is limitless, which is living in God. Daily link yourself to God. Cultivate inner calm, daily linking yourself to God in prayer and meditation, always giving light from your spirit, never depression, only light, and walking patiently and humbly on your path. You will then be recipients of the unfailing power of God, and reflectors of divine love. One thing at a time. When your tasks seem a little heavy and overwhelming, remember just to do one thing at a time quietly, and leave the rest, because the rest is not your job. What you cannot get through you must hand back to God, and God will work it out for you. The Infinite and Eternal Garden. Around you, or a little above you, maybe, is a beautiful garden, the infinite and eternal garden of the spirit. From this state of life, with its beauty and peace, and the love of its inhabitants, we draw close to you in your physical life to help you. We come to raise you above the limitations of pain and grief, into that true home, that heavenly life from which you have all come, and towards which you are all journeying. Seek first the kingdom. You have to learn to seek first the kingdom of heaven, the place of stillness and quiet at the highest level of which you are capable, and then the heavenly influences can pour into you, recreate you and use you for the salvation of all humankind. 5. Is strong to serve. To heal the whole world. Behind you is a power beyond your comprehension. God only waits for you to be willing to be a channel. God only waits for you to serve, knowing that of yourself you are nothing. May the channel open wide and the light flood through. By your mental direction it can go forth to heal the nations, to heal the whole world. The Master's Service. You may be used at any moment for the Master's Service, but because the call to service is not always what you were expecting, sometimes you do not realize that you have been called and chosen for the Master's work. Make ready in your hearts, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Master will come. Be untiring. Be untiring in your work, but depend not on your own strength. That would bring you limitation. Look to the Great White Spirit for all your needs and for the release of that inner strength. Be undaunted. Be untiring, but depend not on yourself. Look to the infinite love and glory of the Son, Christ. Keep the light burning. Keep the light burning. There is nothing more important than to keep the Christ light burning within. Only this will give you the power that you need to do those little acts of service that the Master asks of you. As you work with courage and patience in your particular corner, so will you be rewarded by an ever-increasing consciousness of the companionship and the very real help in your material lives, given to you by those invisible. Whatsoever thy hand. It does not matter what your work is on the earth. What does matter is that you should do your work with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind. Pray also for wisdom that you may work in the right way, and for courage that you may not become faint-hearted on your path. UniversePeople.com. The good, the true, the beautiful. We beg you to hold fast to the good, the true and the beautiful, to be positively good in your outlook upon life, and positively to attune your minds and your souls to the influence of the messengers from other worlds. They are looking to you, to respond and to believe and to become channels for a continual outflowing of the Christ Spirit to stimulate and beautify all life. If I be lifted up. If you endeavor to raise the Christ within you, you help to raise all humankind. You cannot make one effort towards heaven without the whole of the world, even the very earth itself, being the better for it. See the responsibility that lies with you. What a glorious opportunity is yours. Don't allow the darkness of earth to deny you your birthright of freedom and happiness, of service and worship. Peace be with you, peace, and a great joy. Look into the light. Your personal contribution towards the great plan for the evolution of humanity is to dwell continually upon the love of God, to look always into the light and so train yourself to recognize God's goodness working through everyone else. The Son is born in you. You long to do something to help others. We tell you that the greatest work of all is to develop the Christ light within your soul. For the Son is born in you, in all humanity, and your special work, and ours, is to learn how to project that light into the darkness of ignorance on earth. Accept the task. Each one of you has been called. Every individual soul has work to do. None can do the work of another. Each must do his or her own work. Therefore, we say, accept it, my child, accept the task laid before you and pray to the Great Spirit that you may not fail. Help from above. You will receive help as you ask, not with your mind, but in the depths of your being, quietly. Pray to the God within you for help, and you need have no fear at all about your power to accomplish your given work. feet on earth, head in heaven. Keep your feet on the earth but lift your face towards the heavens, for the light which floods into you from on high will steady your feet and guide them in the right path. Have confidence in this divine light. Surrender with a tranquil mind and a heart full of love to this infinite wisdom. Never force the issue. Never try to force the door and to go into any condition by force. Just wait and you will conserve all the power which will be necessary for you to accomplish your work at the given time. Crucifixion. It may comfort you to know that every one of you who undergoes some experience involving pain and anguish, and which might be described as a crucifixion, is doing something for the whole world, for anyone who meets such testings of the soul in the same resolute and tranquil spirit in however small degree, as did the Master Jesus, is helping to quicken the vibrations of the whole earth. When love possesses your heart, to serve adequately, the soul must make sacrifices. There must be sacrifice of desire and of self. Your Master demonstrated this, even to sacrifice of life itself. There is no true service without sacrifice. You may shrink from it, dear ones, but you cannot alter the law of life. But, when love possesses your heart, all service, all giving, brings such joy that there is no sacrifice. Hand in hand with God. Whatever your occupation while in your physical body, remember it is a form of service. However humble or even humdrum your work may be to you, it is your special appointment, and through your work on earth you can make your contribution to the happiness of all. Work hand in hand with God, and be thankful for every opportunity to serve which is laid before you. The greatest service. One soul can help the whole world. You say, I want to do some work. Use me, here I am. But, my child, you don't need to come to us to offer yourself. The service is here beside you, and waiting in your own heart every day. The greatest service that anyone can give is continually to think aright, continually to send forth love, to forgive. Step by step. Don't be in a hurry about spiritual matters. Go step by step, and be very sure. When the time is ripe, the opportunity will be given to you to do work which the Master has planned for you. Flowers open slowly. Train yourselves to catch a vision of the Master over the heads of the throng, to hear his or her voice in your heart, guiding you gently to do those things which you have to do with courage and with peace. Then, my child, you will not be without joy or hope. If things do not happen as you want them to happen, know that a better way is being found. Trust, and never forget that the true way is the way of love. Flowers do not force their way with great strife. Flowers open to perfection slowly in the Sunday. 6. Is wise in speech and action. Wisdom comes. Wisdom comes to those who are calm and tranquil in spirit, to those who wait upon the Lord. Through an ever-increasing love in the heart you will grow wise. The wellspring of truth. Your spirit is part of God, and all knowledge lies within you. If, in your meditation, you will go deep within, you will find the center of truth and of the infinite powers which await your use. You will touch the spring of all happiness and health. Intuition. The way to truth is through the spirit. In the outer world is turmoil and chaos and unhappiness. You think with the mortal mind, with the mind which is part of the substance of earth. You should think with your inner mind, you should approach problems through the inner self, through intuition. The very word explains itself. Intuition, training inside yourself. You are looking outside for help, and all the time the help you want is inside. The world of spirit that so many of you talk about and believe in, and long to touch, is all within. See good. In your search for truth, you must continually project thoughts of goodwill, brotherhood and love. Always see good, even if the good appears infinitesimal in comparison with other things. Let your thoughts of love and goodwill be broadcast. You cannot know how much good you will do, by allowing your higher mind to dominate your life. Be undismayed. Work with the light always, knowing that when you send out the light you are helping to awaken and quicken the light in all beings. Don't look down or back, neither be dismayed by unworthy little things which would trouble and disturb your spirit. Look forward into the light, knowing that God is working a purpose out and all things work together for good for the one who loves God. To find a solution. The divine mind ever seeks the good of the whole. Therefore, in all your earthly problems, seek not for the purely personal solution, but for underlying principles. If you can lay your problem beside a principle, or, in other words, if you can lay it beside the Master's thought, you will always find a true solution to it. Power of thought. A disciple of the Master must gain a measure of control over his or her thoughts. We suggest that you start by taking yourselves in hand and asserting your mastership over the details of everyday life. Don't let your body do exactly what it wants, or your brain either. Assert your power of command over body and mind. This discipline will grow to be a habit. Perspective. If you want to get a clear picture of any condition in life, don't try to see things with your nose on them. See them from the highest point, from the plane of spirit, and you will be surprised at how different your problems look. Thank God. Resist pessimism and negative thinking both in private and national life. Think only good. Thank God. Whatever your trouble, put God, and thoughts of God, in place of that trouble. Think godly things. Even if he or she does not appear to be doing so, see that your brother, sister is striving towards God. See the world developing and growing more spiritual. Do your best. Do your best, even if you make apparent mistakes. How are you to judge if they are mistakes? You can only obey the higher urge which inclines you to contribute the best that you have to the service of the community of human beings and angels. Thus you shall be an ever-growing channel for the light of the Master. When in doubt, do nothing. When you are in doubt, be still, and wait. When doubt no longer exists for you, then go forward with courage. So long as mists envelop you, be still until the sunlight pours through and dispels the mists, as it surely will. Then act with courage. You may not always choose. You may not always choose your path. You stand before your Master awaiting his or her orders. Yet sometimes you are impatient. You demand and you expect instant action, instead of trusting your Heavenly Father, Mother and those that minister, instead of trusting those into whose charge God has given you, to help you, to guide you and guard you in all your ways. Be still. Have confidence in that divine love which holds you close. You have nothing to fear, and if you don't know which way to go, stay where you are. Just be still and quiet and you will find how remarkably conditions will work out for you. So much tangle is made by this eagerness to get on with something. You only get into a muddle and then have to retrace your steps. Be still and trust in God. Wait for guidance. Everything happens at the right moment, the acceptable time of the Lord. You on earth do not always know what that time is. But if you will follow the guidance of the Spirit, waiting patiently for a clear indication for action, then you will be guided aright. THY will be done. Instead of demanding your own way, be prepared to yield in humility and say, Dear Lord, show me thy way, I trust in thee. Lead me according to thy will, for thou alone art wise. Thy love is beyond my worldly understanding. Then your way will be made plain. God can solve problems. Sometimes you come up against a problem that seems quite insoluble by the mind or indeed by any material means. On such occasions surrender in true humility to the Great White Spirit. Give yourself into the hands of the Spirit, know that where human strength fails the power of God will never falter. 7. Is a tower of strength and light. The victor. You are spirit, this is all you need to know, and spirit is triumphant over matter. Throw off your chains. The great spirit, the golden one, the source of all life, will not fail to raise you up if you will allow yourselves to be raised. You keep yourself in bondage, in chains. Throw off the chains of this earthly darkness and see yourself as you truly are, a son, daughter of the blazing golden light of the Sunday. Rise into the sun. However difficult your pathway is, my child, daily seek the glory of the God life. Soar, in your higher mind, in what the world calls your imagination, rise into the glorious light of the spiritual sun and know that this light is the recreative force which will flow through you, causing every ill to fade out of your body, and crooked places to be made straight. Christ is King. You are a bearer of the light, for you are as the Divine Mother, bearing within you the light of the sun. Take this light out into the world to bless and to heal, and quicken the vibrations of the whole earth. Your greater self. When the will to become Christ-like grows strong in the heart, it causes an opening in the consciousness for the greater self to descend into the physical body. You think that your physical body is you, but it is only an infinitesimal part of you. If you would contact your true self, go into a place of quiet to commune with your Creator in your heart. Then you will rise in consciousness. That great light to which you rise, is, you will find, the divine self, you, yourself, your own divinity, the real you. By opening your consciousness to this divine self, your whole vibrations will be quickened and your body become purified. The magic presence. The Christ within you is King. Every particle, every cell of your body, is subject to the divine power and glory. Realize the divine magical presence within you. The light overcomes all darkness. Look to the star. When you are in the shadows, or you feel that the shadows are near, remember to look up, to visualize the blazing star above you in the spirit spheres, and to feel its strength, its steadiness, its radiance, pouring into your heart. Go forward in confidence and in full consciousness of the light of this star shining upon you. Walk in the world as a child of the light. You are spirit, you are immortal, you are a radiant being, a child of God. Live in your spirit and allow nothing to bind or limit you. Above the clouds. It is easy to be cheerful when there is everything to be cheerful about, but not so easy when the earth is shrouded in darkness. At these times your test comes. It is easy to be kind when everyone is kind, easy to be loving when others are loving. But in this there is little credit. The wise soul knows the light is shining in the heavens even when the shadows are dense. Thus, when you raise your consciousness above the clouds, you will know that the sun is shining and that the life of Christ is the only enduring life. Others look to you. Do not be beguiled by the attractions of materialism, or by the sorrows and anxieties which your karma brings. Have courage, for many depend on you, your thoughts, your attitude. They are looking to you and unconsciously recognize in you a light. They know that you have something which is helpful and good. Keep the light shining in your heart and mind, and remember the great privilege which has been given to you to help lead them onward and upward to the glorious morning star. Send out the light. What do we mean by sending forth the light? Give out the love which you feel in your heart, and it goes forth as a light. If you could see yourselves when you are truly sending forth the light, you would see a great radiance flowing from your heart, from your head in many cases. Your aura would be shining. You would see the rays penetrating to a limitless degree. You would see the light flowing from you, touching the heart, the understanding, even the physical life of all. The whole armor of God. When you earnestly send out the thought of love and light, you surround yourself with light. As you give, you receive. The light which you send forth from your heart not only dispels the material and erroneous thoughts of others, it also creates a protective shield around you. This is what is meant by the words, "Put on the whole armor of God." God is merciful. The karma of the individual can be transmuted by the power of the Christ Spirit. We so frequently hear the thought, "Oh, it is my karma, I must accept it." It is true that you must accept divine law, but divine law is merciful, and the love of the Christ growing in your heart can release your soul from bondage. Healing from the sun. Basically, all healing is the intake into the body of the eternal sun, the light. If you can call upon this light, breathe it in, live consciously in this light, it will actually control the cells of the physical body. The body is so heavy, material life so strong, that you forget the power of God to recreate tissue, to recreate the living cells of your body. When shadows group around you, as a servant of the Christ you must never lack courage. It is a temptation to do so, for the shadows group around you and tempt you to be weary, to have no confidence, they tempt you to say, I am no use, and to have what you call an inferiority complex. Never doubt the power of God to work through you. To think you are no good is to doubt God's power. See the best. Do not despair, do not dwell on the negative side of any situation, for you will do no good by this. Always put into operation the forces of construction. Believe that good will come, that the best is coming, and it will. We shall never forsake you. We also are God's children and agents of the Great Spirit. We shall never forsake you, dear brother, dear sister. The breath of life. Relax mind and body and breathe slowly and deeply. As you breathe in, try to imagine that you are filling every particle of your being with God, with God's breath. As this love fills your heart and mind, every atom, every cell of your body will be filled with perfect life. The only reality. Now be happy, be filled with joy and look forward into the light. Live and move in that golden eternal light, and know that nothing can hurt you. The only reality is the light, is God, is love. 8. Bears no resentment. Blessed are the meek. Trust in God and have faith. If you know you have been rebellious, ask humbly for forgiveness, and then be kind and loving. Remember that this is your only free will choice, not whether you will go this way or that way, but whether you will on the one hand accept your experiences with true love and humility, or whether you will be rebellious and angry, and full of tortuous emotion. Seek to grow to Christhood. The way to transmute karma. We come to you to help you. A thought from you, a prayer, a hope, and your helpers know and are with you. But we cannot take from you your free will, nor rob you of your experience, we cannot free you from your karmic debts. You must accept for payment debts that you have incurred, and sweetly surrender yourselves to the infinite love of God. But we can assure you that your karma can be softened by the love of the Lord Christ. You can work out your lessons joyfully. This is the way to transmute karma. As soon as you have learned the lesson your karma is meant to teach you, it will fall away, it will no longer exist. In times of stress and difficulty, may it comfort you in times of stress and difficulty to know that all you suffer and endure, all the self-discipline that you go through is so worthwhile, it is not in vain, for it is carrying you forward and upward to the glorious, happy, perfect life. Keep bravely, courageously and hopefully on with your life, knowing that you are placed in the position that you hold through your past karma. Your present opportunities ought to be accepted gratefully. Always wait upon God, and the way will be shown to you, within yourself. We are with you, watching over you. We are all one brotherhood, all in one and one in all. Be patient, have faith. We know, beloved child, the sorrows and the difficulties of the material life lived in a physical body at present unawakened to the beauty of God's worlds. We know how hard it is to pursue the shadowed path. You have to walk in darkness, to accept the conditions in which you find yourselves, trusting in the love of the Great White Spirit. This is not easy, we know, but have patience and faith. Never doubt that all works together for good, never doubt the power, the wisdom and the love of God. The law is just, perfect and true. You do not need to attempt to stand up for your rights. Realize that God adjusts things with exact law, and peace will return to your heart. Don't get fussed when things are difficult, be still. Accept, with love. We advise you to love not only other beings, but also the conditions of your life. Bear no resentment. Nothing happens out of order or by chance, and the great law brings those very conditions in your life which you need for growth. So accept with love all that happens. Look for the lesson that has to be learnt from the experience. Look up to God daily, hourly, and be filled with the divine light and love.